Jesus has just told his disciples to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to all creation, and that he who believes will be saved. What he tells them next is really striking.
And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well.
These wondrous signs were given to those tasked with undertaking the Great Commission as authenticating signs for those who believed. The specific signs that Jesus mentioned were relevant to the events that the first believers in Jesus and those down through history would face under persecution. You can read about some of them in the Bible book of Acts. Jesus isn't telling you to go out and grab a poisonous snake. The point he's making is that the preaching of the gospel will always be accompanied by power from above. We shouldn't limit the power of God or the signs that he chooses to perform in our own day. Some of them may indeed be supernaturally miraculous as the world defines them. But think about it. Isn't the most wonderful sign of all the power of the gospel? A life transformed from darkness to light, from sadness to joy, and from weakness to power. Now, the core question is this. When others look at your life, do they see the power of God at work within it? Because this is what will convince them, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that your witness for Christ is true, authentic, and desirable.